Good evening, everybody, and how are we all doing today? It is Sunday, the 5th of September 2021, and this is, of course, the Sunday Night Veg Grower Podcast Supporters Club podcast. What are we doing today? Well, I've got to be up early, so I'm in a little bit of a rush. Tried to get this done earlier, but things are everything just going against me at the moment. What I want to talk to you about, right, on Friday, I sowed the lettuce that was within this month's Seed Supporters Club, Musclin Mix. Now, this is a good, colourful, tasty salad leaf. You get those nice reds, you know, nice greens, and can be grown as cat and come again. So, very, very easy to go and will give you plenty of cuttings. Now, what I've done, I've sown them in my veggie pod into the, just scattered on top of the compost and then watered it in well. That will germinate where it is. Because it's in a veggie pod, it's got a cover, so no birds or anything are going to eat any of the seeds. But that will germinate and then that'll grow, and we will harvest it in a few weeks' time just by simply cutting it with scissors as and when we need it, and then it'll grow back. Generally speaking, it is easy as that to grow lettuce at the best of times, especially cut and come again salad crops. The only time you ever need to worry about things with lettuce is if the compost is a bit lacking in nutrients, in which case you might want to add some chicken manure pellets. And also in the summer, you just got to make sure the compost doesn't dry out, and regular watering is essential. So that was sown on Friday. Today I've sown the mustard Mabina. Now this looks really interesting, I've got to say. It looks like a nice, pretty looking plant. Now what I've done, I've actually sown these directly where they are to grow by just creating a little drill in the ground, about half a centimetre deep, and then sprinkled the seeds into that. Covered it back over, gave it a good watering in again with the watering can. And again, not much more I can say about these. These will grow, and once they grow, we will thin them out to about one plant every 30 centimetres. It looks like these can become really big plants, so it's highly worth keeping an eye on and keeping on top of it. And again, once we need to eat some of these mustard leaves, we just pick the leaves and off we go. Now, not everybody likes to grow mustard, particularly in the leaves, but actually I quite like mustard leaves. It's got a nice spicy flavour, which is great in salads. But also if we let it go to flower and it produces seeds, well, we can use those seeds for making mustard powder or mustard sauces, something that I know my wife is particularly fond of, so something I'll probably have to think about a bit more for doing. So that is the lettuce and the mustard sown there today, or over this last couple of days. I think on Thursday night I'm going to be sowing the Swiss chard, which again, that's going to go directly into the ground where it is to grow, but more on that on Thursday. Now, what else have I been up to over this weekend? Well, I'm pleased to say my niece and my brother-in-law came down to the allotment yesterday, and we managed to do quite a bit of work. Obviously helped with my nieces and my nephews, my nieces and my brother-in-law, sorry. Brother-in-law attacked everywhere with the strimmer and the lawnmower and got everything cut down, which is actually really did make a fantastic job. But we've used all that grass clippings that he cut down as a mulch around my sweet corn bed, which I'm a big fan of using mulches now, and grass clipping seems to be my favourite because it's so easy to get hold of. But it acts as a weed suppressant, it holds onto moisture, so all in all, it's a positive thing. What else have we been doing? That's about it, really. Didn't do much today. Feeling a bit rubbish, to be honest with you, but that's just the way it goes. And I've got an early start in the morning, so hopefully in the afternoon tomorrow I'll be able to do a bit more outside in the garden. Now, coming up on the podcast on tomorrow night, we've got the list of seeds to save throughout September, tasks to do throughout September, the usual monthly roundup that I like to do at the beginning of the month. I'm probably going to stop doing this in 2022 and just have it on a newsletter. I mean, you guys get it anyway in the newsletter that I send out, but I'm probably going to do it in a more of a newsletter form just because I feel I'm repeating myself. Or it's nothing really fresh, nothing different. And I like to keep the podcast fresh and different. What else? What did I have to say? Oh, I put a video out on the Saturday, a couple of days later than I would have liked. And it seems to have worked. So I'm creating these videos as like a daily vlog that I just grab a camera, record, and then edit that up to make one big video, which means I can edit it as I go. Takes less time to create a video. Well, rather than spending 4 hours editing one 10-minute video, I can do that probably the same amount of time, but spread out over a longer period. So I'm liking doing that, and I'm probably going to be doing that more in the future. Hopefully, I'll be able to create some more interesting videos once I've got into the swing of things again. Right, I'm going to wrap up for this evening. Like I say, I've got to go to bed and get an early night, so you take care. Let me know how your allotments, how your gardens are looking, and what are you particularly harvesting at the moment. And I will obviously be back on Monday with the podcast and back on Thursday with the Supporters Club podcast. So until then, please take care.